it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
It sure as heck is. And it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. How nice. Waking up to this beautiful blanket of snow out there makes it seem like a winter wonderland. Puts a smile on the kids' faces. They want to go out and build snowmen and have fun and play in the snow. Not us. Nope. If you got to work, you got to go to work. If you're home unemployed, well, you're probably figuring out how to get your unemployment application filled, or maybe even looking for another job. Stuck at home with the kids. Even my dogs feel it. They have just been clamoring to go outside as much as possible. Let's go play. Let's go play. Hard to do that right now. Put a smile on your face, though. We've got some great guests today. We're going to learn all kinds of stuff, including what is with this environmentalism that is just going crazy when it comes to aid packages for people who truly need the aid. This, again, just goes to show how much Democrats, those in power, just truly don't care for the American worker, even though supposedly they are the party of the workers. No, they're not. And I hope you're seeing that more than ever now. Two-faced, bold lies. And what we're experiencing now... Well, Monica, Trump's the one that's shutting down the government. No, he's not. He has to deal with this Fauci guy and all of those around him. And the Democrats and the media constantly pointing fingers at him and trying to get him. Now, the Democrats have come up with not just an investigation, you know, not just a 9/11 type inquiry. No. They want to see if they can bring charges against him for crimes against humanity. Wow. They must really be scared of him. Really, really scared of him. Or why would they do everything in their power. In their power. To get him out of office. To see him in jail. To see him ousted. I think it's kind of interesting, though, that they're doing this because they're completely showing their hand. Right down to even Sisolak. Giving himself imaginary powers to ban hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine. Interesting. Speaking of imaginary powers, how about holding city council meetings? Without you, the public, open meeting violations, in my opinion, because it doesn't matter what kind of hoo-ha they come up with. Oh, you can call in, you can leave a message, the agenda's on the internet. If you can't be there with them, then they need to shut down what they're doing except for emergency decisions. And I really don't see any other emergency decisions right now. You know how I feel about this whole thing. I don't believe it. I don't trust it. We're losing massive controls over the government. Well, if we even had them. Can't really lose what you didn't have. I mean, even Gavin Newsom is saying that, hey, this is our time. They're looking to use the virus as an opportunity to get their leftist agenda going. They're making pushes, not just for crazy environmentalist stuff, but actually just taking powers away from you. So do you stand for it? Get on your emails, on the phone, whatever you need to do to the Reno City Council, to the Washoe County Commissioners. Remind them that, well, we may be voting by mail, but you're still going to be voting. You're still going to be voting, and you are going to remember all of this. Because if we don't take things back now, what's going to be the next thing that shuts down our entire system? So many other things kill more people than this coronavirus. So many bad judgments along the way, getting people panicked. I mean, even Dr. Fauci, who, by the way, has worked with Planned Parenthood and Mr. Bloomberg. No doubt in anybody's mind, he's a Democrat, yet he seems to be calling all the shots. Back in January, he said this is nothing to worry about. The end of January. Yet now, unemployment, I don't even know the term to use for unemployment. Skyrocketed just doesn't seem to be the term. Look at everything that's going on around us. Look into the people who own, by the way, just throwing it out there for you, the Koch brothers, that own the manufacturers of toilet paper. This is stupid, crazy. People are not only unemployed, they're also losing their retirements. They're losing their 401ks. Whatever they had looked forward to for retirement. I hope we ask the hard questions once this is all over, because if this is so bad, why didn't we shut down during the flu, during H1N1? Why now? Because like a caller said early last week, President Trump is damned if he does and damned if he doesn't, because it's just a personal attack from the media and the Democrats and the Republicans that have no business calling themselves Republicans. Romney, Flake, perfect last name for him. I just hope that we get together, we ask the tough questions after this is all past, because it will pass. And we're going to look back and we're not going to see the numbers. We're going to see that they were exploited. We're going to see that shortages were exploited because administrators didn't resupply. The Obama administration didn't resupply all the regulations. I am so happy that Trump is where he is right now, because he's the only one that's got eyes on all of this. Something the media really didn't put out there, all that emergency stock that the government had. Bad. The ventilators, bad, didn't work. The masks, contaminated. Couldn't be used. What, did they just stick this stuff in a room and never think about it again? I don't know you about you, but if my emergency stock gets rotated out. You take the thing with the closest date to expiring and then you buy a new one and you push it to the front. Rotate the water, rotate everything. Interesting how the government let that happen. All of these government workers that don't seem to do anything, that so much fraud, so much waste. I say we start paring down. And we really took a look at the non-essential employees of the government who are still going to be paid. I hope this is an eye-opener for you. Because if it's not, that's pretty sad. I don't know what's going to open your eyes. If what we're going through right now doesn't shout wake up or bring you the truth that you need, well, I guess maybe some of us just need to go buy an island somewhere. And this isn't causing panic. Please don't think that this should be panicking you. This should be opening up your mind to understanding, to the truth. Because that's the most important thing that is going to come out of all this. 884-9910. Did you have a good weekend? Did you get out and do something interesting? I had numerous emails. Just took a walk on a path. Didn't even know it was behind my house. Went out and played with the kids. The list is endless. And I'm so glad that you did. It was a little bit snoichy out there, but you know what? People like the rain too. Rain is good. Snow is good. The environment's good. We've got a specialist coming up on that here at about 10:35. Some interesting things coming out of this whole CVD-19, especially the aid package. That's an eye-opener right there. Like, seriously, all that Green New Deal stuff in there? Yeah, so much for caring about the American worker. We'll be back after this on your live and local FM talk show. 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Hit the poll question today. Will you get the CV-19 vaccine when it's released? already going into some mini trials. Seen anything about Bill Gates having to do so much? When did Bill Gates become this big doctor that just knows everything about everything? Thought he was just a computer guy. He seems to be so concerned with vaccines all around the world and also population control. Should read up on the guy. Will you get the COVID-19 Chinese Wuhan virus vaccine when it's released? Yes, no, or other. Friday's poll question, what do you think about Sandoval as president of UNR? They're thinking about it. He's trying for it. Think it's a good idea? 13% of those polling said yes, 38% no, 15% said I don't care, 7% said I don't know, 27% he's a rhino and not pro-gun, a phony with liberal leaning. A phony with liberal leaning. Well, then I guess he would just fit right in at UNR. FMTalk.com. Go in and check out today's poll question. Also, if you are a small business, if you go into my page on 991FMTalk.com, you can get a little bit of help there. I've got links posted on my page that will help you get to the CARES Act that they passed. There's a section in there for tax provisions, unemployment, small business, distressed industries, paycheck protection, FEMA. There's also some industry information. And the links are all set up to take you where you need to know, or what you need to know, where you need to go. I think we take care of our own. The restaurants that you so appreciate, the people that you appreciate, the waiters, the waitresses, the cleaning staff that you've come to know, the owners of the restaurants. Get takeout. Get curbside. Buy gift cards for the future. You know, if they guarantee you that they're still going to be in business. Because we need them just as much as they need us. What are we going to do as a community to fight this? To come out stronger? Well, I think one of the first things that we need to think about is who's running for office. Eddie Lorton. He's running against Devin Reese, the at-large seat, Reno City Council. So many people are saying, you know, gosh, I wish you would have been mayor through all this. Put your money where your mouth is. Help him get elected to that open seat. Draculich. Don't know who he's going to be running against because this is a primary, so two Democrats are going to have to fight it out for the primary. That's going to be interesting. The list goes on and on. Washoe County Commissioners, Washoe County School District Board of Trustees. Know the candidates before the primary. Ask them the hard questions, the yes or no questions. If they don't give you yes or no answers, then I want you to look at them with that stink face and say, why didn't you answer the question? It's a simple question. Why did you give me the runaround? Don't be afraid to do that. It's your right. It's your obligation to ask them the tough questions, and do not back down when they give you that non-answer. I hate that. They do it every single day, almost every single question. The questions are simple. The answers should be simple as well. They just don't want to get locked into anything. Our Nevada primary is now by mail, June 9th. You've only got the rest of April and May to figure out who these people are. First off, go to the Registrar of Voters and find out who you are, what your district is. Assembly, Senate, Washoe County School District. There's going to be people running for judges. Big positions that you need to know. We'll do it together. We'll get it done. It's the Monica Jay Show. Your show. It's time for a Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Joy Show. Where did we go? Just a quick break there, actually. And some Fox News. Got your coronavirus updates there as well. Speaking of coronavirus updates, we'll get to that in just a moment. But everything seems to be talking about coronavirus. I was actually binge watching some television shows, NCIS, that I've had for the entire season because I like to just keep going and going. Yeah, it was really nice actually seeing those shows from the November, December, not hearing anything about this, not hearing about how it's tearing our country apart, which is it. It definitely is. But here on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada, it's about finding out what's really going on. And when we looked at that aid package and all the things that the Democrats were throwing into it, it really makes you stop and wonder when they say that they're the party of the American worker. So we turn to a special guest here today on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk for your knowledge from the National Center for Public Policy Research. It's Bonner Cohen. He is a senior fellow there. Welcome to the show, Bonner.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I am so excited to talk about this because, well, you have two books out, The Green Wave and Environmentalism and Its Consequences. So many people.
That's actually one book. Environmental, in its consequences. That's the subtitle.
And then the second book.
The second book is one I wrote back when I was a graduate student. It's my PhD thing back at the University of Munich, and it was all in German.
You know what? Right. Munich, Germany. My husband is from Germany, so I can say this, and he's taken me there now twice. When it comes to the environment, they do things right. We are so far behind them. It's incredible. I love their use of glass bottles, you know, rather than all the plastic that we use here.
Yes.
But let's talk about this. The aid package for companies, businesses, a lot of stuff in there for the Green New Deal, emissions and all of that. Do you have any thoughts on how the Democrats actually thought they might be able to push all that through?
Well, they took Rahm Emanuel's advice, never let a crisis go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that we were going to have to pass something, because when a crisis like this comes along, Congress has to act, sometimes wisely, that's not very often, and a lot of times unwisely, and sometimes a mixture of both of the above. So they said, let's seize the opportunity here, and let's put some things in a must-pass bill that otherwise would stand absolutely no chance whatever of being enacted. So that's exactly what they tried to do. And Speaker Nancy Pelosi was the leader on this, and she pulled Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer along. Let's just load the thing up with all sorts of goodies for the sake of the Green New Deal, including extending taxpayer breaks to the wind and solar industry, never mind that we have been subsidizing through U.S. taxpayers the solar industry since 1978.
Oh, Bonner, we have so many failed projects here. We have Solyndra here.
It's incredible,
in Nevada.
That's right. Nevada has lots of sun, and it appears to be a good sale. So, hey, let's try it in Nevada. And it has a low population, so if it turns out to be a boondoggle like Solyndra did, not that many people nationwide will notice. And so, although they attempted to extend these subsidies, they extended to put things in the bill that also would have continued subsidies for electric vehicles. Never mind that a disproportionate number of those vehicles are sold in California to very wealthy people who live in Silicon Valley who don't need the $7,500 per vehicle subsidy. They tried to stick that in. They tried to stick all sorts of goodies in. Fortunately, 99% of them were removed, because Trump let it be known that he under no circumstances was going to sign any bill that had Green New Deal stuff in it. And finally, the Democrats were forced to back down. But the only thing they got in was a requirement that the airline industry purchase a certain percentage of its fuel from renewable sources. This is a self-same airline industry that now is lying prostrate on the floor because nobody's flying airplanes, so they didn't show that much foresight there.
But they're going to get a taxpayer bailout.
That's exactly, and a big one, too. But this just shows you how the swamp here in Washington, where I am, how it works. You have a crisis, you're hoping people aren't paying attention, you sneak things in that otherwise would never have a chance of being adopted, and bingo, if you can get away with it, your well-financed donors walk away with all sorts of taxpayer goodies.
Well, it makes me wonder, Bonner, if, especially with the solar industry, since the majority of solar panels, if not, 90% of them are made in China, if that's one of the reasons that solar was in there.
Oh, yes. The connections between the U.S. solar industry and China go back a long, long way. The Chinese can simply manufacture these things much cheaper than we can. So people are putting solar panels on their homes and on their office buildings, much less these gigantic solar arrays, which you have in the southwestern part of the United States, which have also been gigantic boondoggles. Every time these things are put up, cui bono, who benefits? The answer is China. These things also have a hugely detrimental environmental impact, particularly these big solar arrays. The lifespan for those things runs anywhere from 10 to 15 years, at which point they have to be replaced. And because these things are made with metals, which come from all over the world, and indeed very toxic metals, each one of these giant solar arrays that's put up is actually a mini Superfund site because of the tremendous environmental cleanup that is going to have to take place once you remove the solar panels the solar arrays that no longer attract energy, and you replace them with the next generation, which is also going to have to be replaced, just as the generation that replaces it is also going to have to be replaced. All of this to provide a source of energy which cannot be baseline. It can't work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, produces zero energy at night unless you have backup batteries, and that's where the fun really begins, because these batteries are chock full of things like lithium, which also have to be removed and disposed somewhere. So the so-called environmental benefits of these things are non-existent. On the contrary, they are very, very environmentally harmful.
Well, and you'd think that people would see they're harmful even just in the production and the transportation of everything back and forth between us and China. If we just had more manufacturing here in this country, that we'd save a lot on that air pollution.
Yeah, we would, and you've hit on a very important point. As tragic as the current coronavirus is, it has been a grim reminder of what happens when you allow a substantial part of your industrial base to come from a foreign country, whether it's China or India or whatever. The Chinese think very strategically. The Communist Party of China thinks long-term, and they have been undertaking effort now for almost 30 years to transform the U.S. industrial base from the United States to China. They've been very successful at that. Now we find out, lo and behold, what happens when you let that happen. We are now dependent on China for an enormous percentage of our pharmaceuticals. We are dependent on China for our entire so-called renewable energy industry. And all of this has happened at the expense of whom? Not only the American worker, who was displaced as a result of the offshoring of this from the U.S. to China, but also the entire American public, which finds itself now hostage to Chinese manufacturers.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the green wave environmentalism and its consequences. John from Carson City is questioning, what about windmills? You know, we talked about solar panels, but what about wind? Because Harry Reid was always trying to get the wind farms here, so you know, I'm concerned about that.
From an environmental, much less aesthetic standpoint, they're far worse than solar panels. Windmills, and I would again remind our audience, have been subsidized at the federal level since 1978. Now, if an industry can't make it after 42 years, when is it supposed to stand on its own two feet?
Yeah.
Windmills obviously run only when the wind is at the proper speed. If there's too little wind, they don't function. And by the way, they don't function if there's too much wind. Don't be taken in by peddlers of wind energy who will tell you, yes, we will produce X amount of wind that will take care of, let's say, 50,000 households. Wind turbines operate on an average of 30% of the time. The remaining 70%, when they don't work, you have to have backup systems. Those backup systems have to be paid for. I think it's really tragic. As beautiful as our country is, when you drive now from the East Coast to the West Coast, you look out over our farmland, our beautiful scenery, what do you see far too often? Gigantic, ugly windmills. Windmills that are unreliable in terms of producing energy, they are unsightly, and they're not cost competitive. There's no way in the world that wind energy can compete with natural gas or any other fossil fuel for energy. What the country needs to function is what's known as baseline energy. That energy, that electricity, which is there 24/7, okay? Wind energy is never going to fill that need, neither will solar. And it's a giant scam. What happens is the people who on whose property the wind turbines are placed, well, they do get some royalties from the wind producer. So you can see their.
Well, goody for them.
Yeah, that's good for them, but it's bad for the rest of us.
Yeah.
The rest of us who are taxpayers, who are paying for all of this, and we see our countryside being defaced by these hideously ugly things. So, some of these things are 600 feet tall. Just imagine this. And by the way, they kill hundreds of thousands of birds and bats every year. And yet they're being put up in the name of the environment, because it's absolutely preposterous, and they are very, very detrimental to the environment, and they're not a reliable source of electricity, and never will be.
Bonner Cohen is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Bonner, how can people find your book and also find out more about you and what you do and the National Center?
Okay. What you can do is, for my book, just Google The Green Wave, Environmentalism and Its Future. It should pop up, available at Amazon. Everything else is available on Amazon. And you can check out our website. Actually, you can check out one of two. You can either go to nationalcenter.org or CFACT.org.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This has been so enlightening with especially windmills and solar panels, because every governor out there, every state out there is making that big push. And I'm always pushing for geothermal up here in Nevada, especially northern Nevada. So
good. You've got lots of it up there.
Yeah, we do. Bonner, thank you so much. And
thank you.
Be safe. And hopefully, you know, we're all going to get through this. Thank you.
We will. Thank
it's
you.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. John from Carson City, stick around. We're going to be back with this, or right after this, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you're having a beautiful Monday. We've got lots of stuff going on. It's crazy out there. I just want to connect a dot for you, okay? So many Trump haters out there still. I mean, look at our very own governor. Trump starts touting hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine. Sorry, I keep saying that wrong with the queen, but Quinn. So what does Sisolak do? He bans it, and yet his prison system, Department of Corrections, has a big old supply of it. It's crazy that we're having all of this craziness with that, because, you know, there are people out there with diseases that they've had to live with that desperately need that. People with lupus. It's been around for a long time. And yet Fauci and all the other brains are saying, you know, let's not get so excited behind it. If for something or if something happened to me, I'd say bring it on. But here's another connection for you, for the anti-Trumpers out there. We have this mysterious lack of toilet paper. What billionaires tried to block Trump and still try to block Trump in every single way because he's good for the country? The Koch brothers. Have you ever looked into what companies the Koch brothers own? Well, one big one is Georgia-Pacific. Georgia-Pacific. Oh, sounds like a train. No. Georgia-Pacific is North American consumer products that we, well, some of us love. Brawny, Dixie, Quilted Northern, Angel Soft, toilet paper. Toilet paper owned by the Koch brothers. and there's a shortage. Interesting. I'm just going to let you think about that for yourself. More things to talk about, including money. A lot of people are seeing their investments just go in the toilet, since we were talking about toilet paper. So we have a very special guest with us coming up in the next half hour. Greg Hughes will be joining us. And we'll talk about how you can be making investments that can weather the storm. He's the founder and CEO of Hughes Private Capital, real estate investment company here in Reno. And he helps people become investors, not landlords. You want to let the professionals handle stuff like this. We'll be back after this Fox News update, including the business report. We need more of those because we're all getting the business right now. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.